Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
eBay. I thought it would be fun, a funky comedy album cover, and then it got here and it was just
sexy Carol Burnett.
Thank you. Yes, I could go for that. We could do a whole video series off of a sexy Carol Brady, where I like walk into like McDonald's or whatever, like, hey, I want a double cheeseburger. Anyways, I spent, I think it was $39.99 on eBay, with, you know, shipping and everything, whatever it was, $43. That's a lot. I know. I know, really. All right. I didn't buy it, all right? I made this, okay? I think it's funny. Well, I made it. Well, the good thing about it is that I tend to get food on me, and I can just Windex it right off, and that's it. You know, now and then it's back to normal. I'm going to bring my first guest. Please put your hands together for the very funny Jess Wood.
My name is Jess Wood, and I bought this.
So what's going on? What was this occasion?
Well, I date a white guy, and we had a wedding. And this is how he thinks he can dress me up.
Did you end up wearing it, or we don't know?
No.
Well, it fits you very nice.
Thanks. I can't breathe at all. I feel like a corseted woman. Like I'm a kept woman. It's horrible.
Can we see the back?
Oh, God.
Oh. How much?
It was $79.
Wow.
Macy's. Oh. I have a card.
Well, I mean, $79 is a little steep for me. What does anybody else think?
I understand this is not your style, but the dress looks really good on you.
Yeah, yes.
I'm going to fall over because I can't breathe.
Does it remind you of the Gwen Stefani music video?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys, I might keep it.
I can't keep it. It'll kill me. It'll hurt me.
What's underneath that? Is there a layer of...
There's a layer of cream.
Oh. 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 If I would have known, I would have cut this whole shit off. Down with it. I think it was good. I think it's a good
thing. Thank you.
My name's Jess Wood, and they bought this.
Oh, God. All right. She's an awesome stand-up comic, a great storyteller. Pour your hands together for the very funny Ophira Eisenberg.
My name is Ophira Eisenberg, and I bought this.
I love this.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like Thanks. I'm the receptionist at a spa dungeon.
I thought it made me look grown up. I was like, oh, if I ever do something businessy. Meanwhile, never done anything businessy. I also think it just looks weird. Plus, I don't know. Come on.
Your body is better than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's a nice reason to say no.
I like you're like, that's a nice way to say that.
Yeah, it really is.
Really? If I wear something else, will he come back to me? I know, it is a little theatrical, right? And then, in the village, we realized it was going to be the festival. We all put on our favorite clothing.
So, well, I like the cherries.
I like the cherries.
If it was all that, I think I'd go for it.
Is this called a mandarin collar? Is that what
that
this is
called?
That is
very nice. That's a good selling point.
It's a good selling point?
I often Google mandarin collars.
Really?
I do. And how much did you pay for this, Mia?
$35.
Ooh. I'm going to let the crowd decide, because to me, $35 is a little pricey.
Well, you know, the vintage stores aren't cheap anymore.
No, I know. You don't have to.
I think someone sewed.
Yeah. That's what right? I was wondering.
This is an addition.
Business top with like a skirt, and this part was the skirt, and they just like lifted the skirt up and attached it.
I was gonna say this part was a leotard.
It was all one dress, the black dress.
Yeah.
And then for a little child, and then she
someone
grew.
Got stabbed.
Nobody knows what the fuck it is. Don't buy it.
Not buy it.
No.
Goodbye, dress.
Not buying it.
My name is Ophira Eisberg, and they didn't buy it.
The next guest, very funny comedian. She has a short film coming out, I think, in 2 weeks. I don't remember the name of it, but maybe she'll tell us. Or I don't know. Maybe it's a secret. Put your hands together for the very funny Karen Feehan.
My name is Karen Feehan.
Thank you.
My pants, you couldn't tell.
Now, wait a minute. I have to ask how much.
Oh, I made my mom buy this for me. I have no idea. I think like 40, 50 bucks.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's
not
bad. The occasion that you could wear that to hasn't been invented yet.
You don't understand. Like, once you put it on, you can't ever let anyone else have it.
So you just bought it thinking, I'll wear this someday.
Yeah, I'm like, this is so me. No, I found like, oh, maybe I'll wear it once to host my show because I have.
That's what I think.
I have the burlesque or whatever.
Yeah. I like it with the sneakers.
This is a new thing I'm doing with the sneakers. These are like Reeboks from the '90s. These were
$10.
They're amazing.
You're like the substitute English teacher. Just wanna have fun, kids. Have fun.
I think they look like medical shoes.
They have no traction at all.
I would not. I like it.
You
have
it.
I would have bought it.
I know.
About it.
But where do we go? Like, where do we go? Like, right now.
We should bring our clothes to Vegas.
Yeah.
I think that would be a nice...
Just set up shop. Yeah. See what happens. Yeah.
See how we make out.
Yeah.
I think everybody likes it.
Yeah.
I think everyone agrees it was a good time.
My name is Karen Feehan, and I guess they're going to buy this. I have to give it to them.
So now, basically, you got this for $79.99.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think we've all agreed that that was a good... Yes. Uh-huh. So basically now you have this and this for $79.99. So that's... This cost me $250, you guys.
No,
I'm kidding. I hope everybody makes a good choice because I don't want anyone to walk out of here feeling like a loser. All right. I hope I'm the only one who made the worst choice. Can we just get a walk? Is this...
Yes.
All right. That's it.
I just wanna stay. having to stay. But I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. I just wanna dance tonight.
Of Patron and a piece of shrimp that cost $47. You never showed up?
Hi.
Is she pretty?
Yeah.
Tell her she's pretty.
You're pretty.
Thanks. Thank you.
How pretty?
Very pretty. What the fuck is going on?
I wanted to just address the fact that you didn't show up for our date, and I felt abandoned and lonely, and I ended up spending, like you said, I spent $47 at Capital Grill. People were asking me to sit in your seat. I kept telling them that you were coming. You never showed up.
Oh, I think I'm bleeding.
I got my hair done. I got a waxing. I got my hair blown. I mean, I ended up spending almost $225 on June 14th to sit at Capital Grill for 2.5 hours by myself.
Make the call.
Can I see your phone,
please? Give her the phone.
Why?
Give her the phone. Just give it. Give her the phone. Say it with me.
An active call history equals an active sex life. And I don't have much of a history yet on my new iPhone.
Hello. Pick it up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Repeat after me. Hi, it's Logan.
Hi, it's Logan.
Hey, what's up?
Remind her. I met you in eHarmony.
I met you in eHarmony.
We had a date at the Capitol Grill.
We had a date at the Capitol Grill.
I'm sorry I stood you up.
I'm sorry I stood you up.
Rudely. For a date.
I appreciate the call, but I'm going to have to say that this isn't going anywhere. So I guess this is going to work out for us, Logan.
Beg for forgiveness.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Please, Logan. I said it's over.
Just give me another chance.
I said it's over. I hung up. I hung up before he hung up. I called it off. I said bye. Technically. So if you can just text me on Saturday and just say you miss me and that you want a second chance. So by 5 o'clock on Saturday. Okay?
5 o'clock.
I programmed my number, so... And then we'll take it from there.
No, you're not going to take it from there.
We'll see what happens.
No, we're not going to see what happens. It's done.
It hasn't even begun yet.
It's not memento. You can't start it wherever. This doesn't keep going.
This worked out well. I think he realizes he did something wrong.
It's not Twilight. There's no vampires coming. This is it. All right? Let's go. Smell her hair. Smell it.
How does it smell?
Good.
How does it smell?
Good.
He's cute.
No, he's not.
He is
cute. Bye. I don't like his shirt.
Oh, stop. I don't like it.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
McCarthy?
Yeah.
Check his wallet.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Who
Get it
are
out.
You?
Jeez.
You
look like a McCarthy.
What the? Hi, I'm sorry. But what is this?
What does it say?
John McCarthy, 1975, 4th of July.
Well, he checks out.
Where are you headed, John McCarthy?
I'm going to a John Denver cover band, okay?
Oh, you said that out loud?
Who are you going with, cowboy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think we got the wrong guy. She never would have agreed to a John Denver concert.
Look, I met her online, okay?
Do you do that a lot? Do you? Meet people online? Do you like anonymous sex?
No! I'm trying to get married!
I'll check him for a wedding ring. I don't believe him.
Negative on the wedding ring.
I'll check his phone.
No recent texts from females, no recent calls to females, no recent texts or phone calls from anyone.
From anybody? Oh, antisocial, eh? Your profile says 5'8".
Not a chance.
What do you call these? What are you, heightening? What are you, a bloody musketeer?
Body image issues. Could be a friend of Dorothy.
Check his wallet, see if he has any condoms.
Uno.
Lame-o. I don't like the looks of this, but he checks out okay. Just pat him down before we kick his ass out!
Denver forever. Lonely girl 48.
Oh, thank God.
5'8", really?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello, Cisco Unity Messaging System. From a touch-tone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time. For a directory of extensions, press 4. Otherwise, please hold for an operator. Sorry, the operator is not available. Hello, Cisco Unity Messaging System. From a touchtone.
Hello?
Sally, what is up?
Against the wall! Do you know Lonely Girl 48?
What?
Do you know Lonely Girl 48? You met on eHarmony.com.
I don't know.
Let me refresh your memory. You're supposed to have a date at the Capitol Grill. She was there alone waiting for you for 2.5 hours. She had to order 2 shots of Patron and a piece of shrimp that cost $47. You never showed up?
Hi.
Is she pretty?
Yeah.
Tell her she's pretty.
You're pretty.
Thanks. Thank you.
How pretty?
Very pretty. What the fuck is going on?
I wanted to just address the fact that you didn't show up for our date, and I felt abandoned and lonely, and I ended up spending, like you said, I spent $47 at Capitol Grill. People were asking me to sit in your seat. I kept telling them that you were coming. You never showed up.
Oh, I think I'm bleeding.
I got my hair done. I got a waxing. I got my hair blown. I mean, I ended up spending almost $225 on June 14th to sit at Capitol Grill for 2.5 hours by myself.
Make the call.
Can I see your phone, please?
Give her the phone.
Why?
Give her the phone. Just give it. Give her the phone. Say it with me.
An active call history equals an active sex life. And I don't have much of a history yet on my new iPhone.
Hello?
Pick it up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Repeat after me. Hi, it's Logan.
Hi, it's Logan.
Hey, what's up?
Remind her. I met you on eHarmony.
I met you on eHarmony.
We had a date at the Capitol Grill.
We had a date at the Capitol Grill. I'm sorry I stood you up.
Rudely. For a date.
I appreciate the call, but I'm going to have to say that this isn't going anywhere. So I guess this is going to work out for us, Logan.
Beg for forgiveness.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Again.
Please,
let me
Logan.
Make it up to you.
I said it's over.
Just give me another chance.
I said it's over. I hung up. I hung up before he hung up. I called it off. I said bye. Technically. So if you can just text me on Saturday and just say you miss me and that you want a second chance. So by 5 o'clock on Saturday. Okay?
5 o'clock.
I programmed my number, so. And then we'll take it from there.
No, you're not going to take it from there.
We'll see what happens.
No, we're not going to see what happens. It's done.
It hasn't even begun yet.
It's not memento. You can't start it wherever. This doesn't keep going.
This worked out well. I think he realizes he did something wrong.
It's not Twilight. There's no vampires coming. This is it. All right? Let's go. Smell her hair. Smell it. How does it smell?
Good.
How does it smell?
Good.
He's cute.
No, he's not. He is cute.
Thank you.
Hello, Cisco Unity Messaging System. From
never back again.
Hi. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hello? For a second, I could hear you.
Hi.
I'm going to open the mic. Kendra, at last.
Hi.
I don't know what's going on. Ghost in the machine, this has never happened before. I tried everything. I tried calling you. It's like, hello, hello. I'm going to play a telephone song after this.
We've connected. Yay.
Yay, finally. All right, Kendra.
How are you?
All the nice things I said about you. Kendra said
again. Oh, do you mind saying them again?
Yes. I said brilliant comedian. and I named all your credits. And I said everything you're doing and how terrific your videos are, even as audio.
Thank you.
You have a great radio voice. I don't know if you know that or not.
Thank you.
It is awesome.
Thank you.
I just, but it's
this
good.
Is
so
a, I'm having
about,
a, I'm having a great time already. All these compliments.
I've known and watched you for years over the years, but then these videos that you're making, Lonely Girl 48, are hysterical, and the quality is wonderful. And Vicky Kupperman, she scares me. she's a great, great little actress there, and I don't mean by height or anything. She's just like really, she's into that role. Are you guys improvising, or is that written?
So I wrote out the sketches, and then we have the lines, and then we sort of stick to the general feel of the story, you know. So if it says, like, you know, whatever it might be, call me Saturday. If, you know, as long as we stick to the gist of what we're trying to do, we don't have to go word by word.
Smell her hair.
Yeah, that was actually Vicky. That's all Vicky. Vicky improvised that one.
Smells good, doesn't it? To me, the best part of any comedian or comedy piece is if it stays in my mind and I quote it later. Or I was telling my husband, I was just quoting your video on just how hysterical it was. It is so, you're on to something there. I hope you get picked up.
Thank you. That would be awesome. I would be pumped.
Are you going to be making more episodes? What inspired you to make these episodes, by the way? I know you're a comedian, so
well, the Lonely Girl
48
was
a winner of numerous festivals.
Yes, thank you. Lonely Girl 48 was the first video that Vicky and I ever did together, and I had actually written it out as it was like 22 pages. I had written it out. I wanted to make a short film, which was a it was more involved than obviously the 3 minutes that you saw, and it involved a gun that shot cupids. But
oh, wow.
when we decided to shoot this video, we knew we were fortunate enough to have One Glass Productions, which is Stephanie Tester, and at the time Valerie Estabrook was there. They were kind enough to shoot for free for us. So we knew we only had one day to get it done. Yeah. So we just sort of, I took the 22-page script and made it very short, and that was it. We shot it in Brooklyn. It was sweltering hot. There was like the World Cup was going on. And I swear on the Holy Bible, ever since then, every time we go to shoot, there's some sort of weather issue. It's either really hot, or it's raining, or it's, you know, 4 feet of snow. It's never like a beautiful, gorgeous day where everyone's like, oh, this is so easy to get everywhere.
And and it's great too. And then you get a lot of great comedians in there, by the way. So tell us about some of the actors you got in there, or comedians to be actors.
Yeah, we got, so the most recent one we did, we had Mark DeMeo, who's awesome. He used to be a cop, and he's now retired and does comedy full time, and he has a one-man show right now. Oh my God, I think it's called Over and Out. He's going to kill me that I don't remember. But anyways, if anyone's interested in Google Mark DeMeo, his show will come up. Yeah, and then in the other ones, in Why Is Everybody Hitting on Me, we have Gary Hannon and Dave Luster and the girls we have, Leah Bonema, Megan Hanlon, Jess Wood, you know, all very, very
Sherry,
funny.
Sherry Davies.
Sherry Davies in there, yes, sorry. That was a really fun day because it's always fun to just be around a bunch of females who like to have fun, you know.
Oh, when you came out of the reasons, in the van, that was hysterical.
Yeah, Frank Gallo, poor little Frank. he's awesome. He doesn't do stand-up as much
well
as he
written.
Used to.
Did you completely write the whole thing? Because it's so well written.
Yeah, thank you. I did write that. Thank you. And then the most recent one that I did was that the comedic fashion show, The Wise, I'm Not Buying It.
Yes, I played that on the show because it actually, it reads, it, I guess maybe just this, you should go back and just listen and not watch your videos because they really read well in the style of old radio theater.
Oh, I love that compliment.
And that it does, it scans well either way. I played it. You can listen to this show. Will be archived. Anyone listening, the show will be archived. And because we had so much craziness, I'm going to get my studio back up. Getting on, I'll just extend it. It'll say it's gone off air, but it really will go longer, so we can keep talking.
Nope.
Because
cool.
All right, as long as you don't have to run
and, I shared the link on Facebook, and I'll tweet it out to people and everything.
Oh yeah, sure. No, and this actually will stay up, Kendra. So tell us what you're doing and what you'd like people to know about that you have upcoming.
So let's see. In terms of just basically in shows, next week I do a weekly show every week at the Beauty Bar on Wednesday nights on 14th Street in the city. We'll be taking...
Oh, that's my neighborhood. I wish I knew. Okay, I'm out of town now, but I'll come when you're back.
Yeah, well, next week, this coming Wednesday is July 29th, I think, and that's the last one we'll have for the summer. We take August off. But anytime, you know, in the fall and during the course of the year, any Wednesday you want to come by, 8:30 start, and it's free, and it's an awesome bar. And if you ever wanted to do stand-up,
and the Beauty Bar is between
second and third on 14th. Yep,
a lot of great eating places around there too.
Yeah, and it's really easy to get to. What else?
Oh,
I'm going to be in
the Beauty Bar. You go there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you can get a manicure and a drink for $10.
Wow.
So
I'm in.
I'm going to be in the Asheville Comedy Festival in August. That'll be fun. I've been opening a lot for Nick DiPaolo. So I think I have another one.
Nick, we were on the Colin Quinn show together.
Oh, no way. So are you going to, you know, Colin has that new one-person show. I just bought tickets to it.
No, but I'll check that out.
Yeah.
I'm out of town. Where is it?
Oh, you're out. Okay. Cherry Lane, yeah. I think I called it Cherry Tree, but whatever. I'm going to be doing an album in December in Boston.
Great.
Still working on the videos. Me and Vicky have 5 scenes shot from a feature film that we wrote. It's a buddy cop film where we're bumbling cops.
Well, it's a very timely time, I guess, for you to be putting in. I love that the aspect ratio of you and Vicky, it just works out because she's shorter than you.
Right.
And she's the tough one.
Yep.
And it's just, there's a lot of terrific juxtapositions going on there in that. But she's like the tough one. It just cracks me up. I can't see anybody not seeing this and not picking it up as a TV show. It is just so funny. Or a movie.
Thank you.
I'm just explaining to the radio people, when you'll see the videos, you've got to go to YouTube and see the videos, and also check out www.kendracunningham.com for more information. But
yeah, and all of
and height and her being the ruffian, and it's hysterical. And you being, and to call me, no, he's not. He's not going to call you. Don't call her. But she's your intervention person.
Yeah,
she
has a very powerful presence. We're actually shooting something So we have a, Vicky and I, our, all our videos are on our website, Malarkey Pictures, M-A-L-A-R-K-E-Y. But we're actually just getting production logistics together to shoot a little web series
Malarkey
where Vicky's going to be.
Got that, people? Malarkey.
Yeah.
Hey, do you, do you have a startup or a Kickstarter or something people should know?
No.
Or maybe we should get one?
I know, we haven't done that yet, but we're
well,
thinking
great.
About it.
The production quality is fantastic. The production quality is fantastic. And you've been doing stand-up for how many years now?
Me? I've been doing stand-up, God. Well, so the first time I got on stage was 2002. And then for the first, like, 6 years or so, I would, like, only perform, like, once every 6 months. You know, I was sort of had my toe in the water. And then in 2008, I graduated from grad school and quit my full-time job and blah, blah, blah. And the plan was to pursue forensic psychology. And then for whatever reason, I just started picking up more shows. And ever
and
since 2008...
And getting on Last Comic Standing? No,
yeah,
small
I did. Yeah, I was on that. I was actually on last year, too, on Last Comic Standing, but they didn't show me, although they gave me two... Yeah, although they gave me two jokes in the top 100 jokes of the season, which was nice, so I got shown on that episode.
I saw you this week. Didn't I see you this Wednesday?
Yeah, I was on this, and then they invited me back for this year. So I've been on... This is the second year that I've been on it.
Oh, well, you've got to put 214, 215 on your resume now. Because you've doubled up on
You're right. I have some administrative work to do now. but yeah, so but for the past like 8 years, I've... Go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, I was just saying that I've been on, I've basically performed, you know.
You've been on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, I did a sketch on there. I was a blonde mom from Connecticut.
Perfect.
And then I did stand up on a Nickelodeon show that Sherry Shepherd used to have. It was called Mom's Night Out, although I'm not a mom.
And I'm a mom, and I can't get on that show. Go figure.
I don't think it was a very short-lived show. I don't think it's around anymore. But
no,
then, I was
submitted
on...
after it got canceled.
Oh, you did. Oh. Yeah, and then I was on Gotham Live. So everything's been going really well. I love doing the videos. I've been really enjoying performing. I've been doing a lot of new stuff. Just started working on maybe a one-woman show and putting all my blog. I have that blog, Blonde Logic, trying to get all those humorous essays together and make a little book out of it. So I figure I'll just self-publish. People are doing that nowadays.
You know, I was just thinking about this because, as I said, I don't tell people they're funny unless they're really funny. I just said, that was nice, but it's really funny. And I just realized that what you reminded me of, your you and Vicky, French and Saunders. Do you know who they are?
No. I'll write that down.
Never seen French. Look up French and Saunders, and they had a terrific TV show in England, and later it became the French was Jennifer Saunders. I always get her name wrong. She was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah,
okay.
I know that.
But look up the TV show French and Saunders because you two, you and Vicky, remind me of that show. And when you see
it,
you go, oh, yeah, Nancy's right. We are kind of like that show. That's kind of fun. But it was a hit show in London.
Oh, awesome. I hope they have Netflix for it. I'll watch it.
Oh, you definitely should. It was about two people producing of the worst low-budget cable show ever in England. With like... a guy in a toupee is their orchestra, and it's just, it was hysterical. I hope you can find it. But I think it's great that you're doing that. If you were going to, just your past, who would you say, would any of them influenced you?
Any comics or just people in my life?
Or comedians, both.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, as a kid, I loved watching Carol Burnett and Benny Hill. I thought that they were, like, the most awesome. I thought they had the life. Nowadays, like, current people, I really enjoy Wanda Sykes. I love Nick DiPaolo, Bill Burr. I mean, I love that sort of...
I hope you're opening for him that you say that.
But I mean, a lot of people, like, you know, obviously this is a big time for people to talk about feminism and misogyny and everything else. And I feel like I tend to actually like the comedy of guys that are a little like misogynistic. I think mostly because, you know, I'm from Boston and these are the type of dudes I grew up with, you know.
Comedy was king.
So I like listening to that. I'm trying to think of who else. I watched someone recently that I thought was really funny, and I can't think of who the hell it was. It was something. Oh, you know, I like. I'm spacing out on her name. She's on a TV show right now, actually. But I will say that probably like
tons
of people. But mostly, I am very fortunate to have like a super funny mother, a sister with an awesome sense of humor, and like the friends that I grew up with are like some of the funniest people I know. So I'm
always
lucky to have
I always say that. Yeah. The funniest people I know aren't in show business.
Exactly.
The funniest people I know. And it's so great what you're doing, because you're stepping outside of just the stand-up comedy world, which can be a very hard one, and to hustle for jobs constantly is not easy as well. And look at you got an education as well, so it's not now. Do I call you doctor?
No, I didn't take. I just got the master's. So
all right,
I got the master's
pretty,
in forensic.
Still pretty good. A comedian with a master's is a pretty impressive thing. So
thank you.
You know, not everybody can be Franco. So he's teaching at NYU. So. But I also want to point out, too, that what other things would you like to do if you had your choice? I think you're destined for TV. That's a given. You're destined for
TV.
Thank you. I want to describe, go to www.KendraCunningham.com to learn more about her and her schedule, and go to Malarkey to see the videos.
Yep, MalarkeyPictures.com. And check
Malarkey,
out Vicki Cooperman,
an old-fashioned slang to Malarkey. It's an old-fashioned slang thing, and
funny,
check it out. And,
when I was in March, I did the Glasgow Comedy Festival in Scotland, which was awesome. I'd never done anything. Well, the only international thing I'd done was Montreal. But anyway, after I got back from Glasgow, they did a review of me, and they said that I was a modern day Mae West, and then they compared me. They said I was a, what did they say? Whatever, I can't remember what they said, like a attractive Groucho Marx. I was like, I would have been happy with just the attractive. You didn't have to put in the weird man,
you know,
analogy there.
There was an ilk of comedians way back that you also qualify for in the comedy buffs, but of taller women, and Beatrice Lilly. I'm not only a radio show, I'm an education.
I love this.
Well, I study a lot of old comedy, and just have been a big fan of comedy for ever. And but that was one of the great ones. Beatrice Lilly, look her up. And they had so many, when women weren't comics. This was a time when women weren't in comedy. And women like that were just, you know, like Sophie Tucker. And Sophie Tucker did what her thing was.
I can't believe you just said that.
Is that who they compared
you
to?
No, because I just learned about her in the past year, and I bought a bunch of her records. I just got her autobiography, and they just released a limited release of this documentary about her that opens today in New York. So it's so crazy you bring her up.
Oh, she was amazing. And the thing with Sophie is she told the dirtiest jokes. And if you watch Boardwalk Empire, you'll see her, as well as they did put the Eddie Cantor character in it. And would tell body jokes and sing, you know, bluesy kind of songs. So it made it like that. But you're very attractive, and you just have a very good presence, I would say.
Thank
to anybody, you www.KendraCunningham.com. Sorry for all the phones ringing in my house. I have a phone in every room.
I can't hear them. But I wanted to say two more things. So Sophie,
sure, go ahead.
The thing the thing I loved, the thing that drew me to Sophie, and I don't even remember how I learned about her, but she has this one song called I'm Living Alone and I Like It, and that was the first I ever heard of her. But I love that she sort of like talk sings, you know, like she'll be like, she's not really singing almost, but she'll sing like one line, like she'll be like, you know, if I want to bring a man up to my room, I'll do what I want. And then she'll be like, because I'm living alone and I like it. Like, it's almost like she's...
That was the... Then I'm going to just turn you on to a whole new thing of comedy you're going to love. Eddie Cantor sung bawdy, hilarious songs.
Okay.
And
Eddie Cantor.
A lot
okay.
of them. Eddie Cantor, you want to check out his songs too, because he half talked, half sang them, which
oh,
was
wow.
part of the act. And so, oh, I'm going to turn you on to all the old vaudeville.
Oh,
I love
guess
vaudeville.
What? Guess what? What? Eddie Cantor, same birthday, September 21st.
There
That's
you go,
birthday.
Channeling.
Oh, my God.
There
this
you
is
go.
Crazy.
What?
This
See?
Is working out
it's,
perfectly
it's all
for me.
In there. So let's just go over now that I've... So it will only appear... The live listeners can't hear it, but when this goes up, they'll be able to hear it because the show is extended, okay?
Okay.
So to an hour. As long as I keep, until I end the episode, it's not supposed to end. given the ghost in the machine. So let's promote whatever you have to promote. Let's pimp it.
Okay. Okay. So, I would love, you know, check out my blog, Blonde Logic. All the videos are up on my website, KendraCunningham.com, or you can go to Malarkey Pictures and see them there as well. Vicki Cooperman, check out her comedy. And,
it's Cooperman or Kupperman? It's with a K.
Cooper. Yeah, Cooperman, Cooperman with a K, K-U-P-E-R-M-A-N. I also just finished, I raised money and I shot a pilot called Swagger. I submitted it to a bunch of festivals right now. And,
amazing.
And yeah, and so, you know, what I would love to be, if anybody's listening who wants to put me on Ray Donovan or Dennis Leary's new show or give me my own show. Check out I'm Not Buying It, because I would love to host a show too. And I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty happy, so I'd be happy with you know, a lot of different opportunities.
Definitely are, as they say, there's a Dorothy Parker story that's also called The Big Blonde. I'll throw in Dorothy Parker in there with your history of everything you're going to read now. And it's very good. www.KendraCunningham.com. And also, she's available for private parties and bookings if you want to book her. So,
yes,
and
luxurious vacations.
And luxurious vacations. You're too funny. Well, I hope you ladies keep those videos coming. I'm going to feature them. I'll probably, since there's three, I might do one a week on my cable show when I start re-editing for the late August session.
Awesome.
So you'll be on
you.
The cable show. But
thank you.
Thanks
so much.
And,
I will. And when you get back to
ahead.
The city, please let me know and come by and say hi at Beauty Bar.
I definitely will. Okay. And I'm going to play us off with this one I'll dedicate to you. Malarkey Pictures. Is it called Malarkey Pictures?
Yes.
What is it?
Malarkey Pictures. Yep.
Because I like those old-time slang words. I tell you, I like them. I like the sound of them. They got a niche, a kitsch, a catch, a gotch to them. I just love them. Thank you, Kendra Cunningham, queen of comedy. Here, this one's for you. I'm dedicating
and
this
now,
song.
10 rip-roaring 20 slang terms due for a comeback. Gams. Legs. Specifically, a lady's.
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow. A person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water. Any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper. A young, unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce. An expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys must be zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clams. Money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep. Death.
Fake my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. to be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Today's guest was Kendra Cunningham. Check her out, www.kendracunningham.com. Sorry for all the glitches, people. But you know, stuff like that, it just happens. It happens, I tell you, it happens every day. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.